This is episode number 2360 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, January 5th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Andy Cohen has responded to Brian Seacrest's remarks about the snub.
Oh, my God.
Around the, I don't know if it's around
Look,
the world.
I went back after the story yesterday, and I watched the YouTube where Ryan, and it's in the open, whatever they call that, the 15 minutes of meet cute that they do on live. And he kind of was very animated about it. Like, he was kind of pissed off at Andy. Except that every time he talked about Andy, my friend Andy. So I don't know if Seacrest and Andy are friends, but anyway. All right, so continue.
Well, on his podcast yesterday, Andy says he didn't see Anderson turn around and wave at Ryan, as he claimed on live.
Because he said that Anderson waved, because Anderson the best, I think is what you said, right? Anderson the best said, "Hey, how you doing?"
Well, Andy says,
Andy, no.
"I didn't see Anderson turn around and wave." Usually, if he's waving at Ryan, he'll say to me, "Hey, there's Ryan.
Hey, there's Ryan."
You know what I mean?
You know, yeah, hey.
And then I'll turn around and wave, or I'll say, "There's Ryan." But he didn't do that.
I'm going to stop you right here, okay? We've had our conversations about Ryan Seacrest. I don't know how you feel about Ryan Seacrest. Ryan Seacrest is an anomaly. He is one of those guys that I think was in the right place at the right time, got the right grooming, and but he's an everyman.
Well, Andy later called up Anderson.
The special part of Ryan Seacrest I've never gotten. I don't get it.
Well, it's the milk toast.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. That part I get. Yeah.
So Andy later called up Anderson so he could confirm. And Andy got
on his podcast. Oh, that's great. Hey, so let's call up Anderson because I'm Andy Cohen.
So he can confirm. So, "No, I didn't," Anderson said, to which Andy responded, "Don't you usually hit me on the side and say, 'Hey, there's Ryan Seacrest.'"
"Hey, there's Seacrest."
And he goes, Anderson said, "You were talking. It all happened so fast. It wasn't a big deal." So,
apparently it was to Ryan.
Despite Ryan seemingly taking some offense, Andy insisted he would have said hi to Ryan if they'd made eye contact.
And not to belittle this. So, for those of you who don't know, Morgan and I go way back when Ryan Seacrest was just a baby DJ here in Los Angeles.
98.7 Star FM.
He wasn't on TV. He was nothing. And he would pull these pranks on people on the air because it made for good radio of kind of poking the bear.
He did the afternoon drive.
And that was his shtick. He would poke the bear.
Yep.
Didn't matter if it was the mayor or if it was the sales manager at Star or one of the other people there. He would poke the bear. And he would milk that. Mm-hmm. Remember how he would milk that for an entire show?
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a little inside if you're not into radio, but it's kind of his thing. And he's kind of done that. Now he's taking it to television. Oh, these many decades later, because it's been a few decades. But anyway,
and he's not. See, the funny thing is, Ryan is not one to bring attention to himself.
No,
in
he
a
really
negative
isn't.
Light.
No, he doesn't want to be in a negative light. But he sometimes will be self-deprecating. I think when it comes to Andy and Anderson, they're all kind of in the same kind of boat. I think they are chums. They'd like for us to think they are. So
maybe this is all kind of
this is the most anybody's talked about Ryan Seacrest in the last 100 years. So you know what, good for you, Ryan.
Maybe,
you got it.
Maybe
you did.
Ryan
it.
Is jealous of Jimmy Fallon and Ben Affleck,
something. We'll see.
Maybe that's what it is.
That might be it.
Or Ryan Reynolds
and Hugh Jackman.
Maybe he's trying to get that going. Kim and Andy Cohen. Well, goodness sakes, T.J. Holmes' ex-wife, Marilee Fibig, she's broken her silence. Been waiting for this.
Yeah.
She's broken her silence about the dalliance of her ex-husband.
Oh, man.
And how? Through her divorce attorney.
Well, that's how you do it. That's right. You don't want to say anything in public that might, come back to bite you in the ass.
Yeah.
Do it through the attorney.
So the statement says, "We continue to be disappointed by TJ's lack of discretion, respect, and sensitivity toward Marilee and the party's daughter." And so according to a statement adding that Marilee has been touched by the outpouring of support and looks forward to new beginnings in the new year.
Here's what I think.
New beginnings as a richer woman in the new year.
I was
really.
Gonna say, what's in your wallet, Marilee?
Yeah.
TJ's money and lots of child support. Yes, indeed.
Now, this is on the heels of Amy Robach being seen leaving TJ's place this week.
Oh, yeah, the walk of shame.
And the pair, they passed the shame.
Yeah.
The pair were also seen together canoodling in Miami before the new year.
Pile on the PDA now. It's like, and you know this isn't going to last. I hate to say this. It ain't going to last.
Probably not.
No, it's not going to last.
No, because he'll move on.
He'll dalliance on her.
Yeah, he's going to move on. Yeah. She's there until he finds the next one.
Yeah, until he dalliances on her.
He was with that one.
He's been with at least one, maybe three.
No, there's been more, but there's that one in GMA that he was with her for a long time until she left the network.
Yeah, but
and then he had to go find someone else.
He was married to Marilee at the same time. So how many women has he cheated on her with and is just coming
out
now?
Quite a few.
So Amy, once a cheater, always a cheater. Don't forget that.
And co-anchors are still on suspension.
Yeah, they are.
Their dalliances are still being investigated.
I don't think they're coming back.
I don't think so.
I know a little bit about the inside at the Walt Disney Company. They won't put something like this on their air for a black eye.
Because no, they won't.
If they'll take Roseanne off the air,
yeah,
they're not putting these people back on.
No.
No. They're way, way more worried about optics.
They're toast.
Than anything else.
Burnt anyway. Toast.
Well, let them have each other. I mean, they deserve each other.
Burnt, scorched.
Poor Andrew Hsu.
Bernie, huh?
Andrew Hsu.
Oh, that's right. Andrew Hsu.
She was married to Andrew Hsu.
Yes.
Who probably, I don't want to say this, but I think he gave up a career in acting to be a family man.
Yeah.
I think that was his deal.
Yep.
Of course, that was a long time ago. He was on Melrose Place, so yeah, it was the 90s. It was a while back. Maybe he didn't leave Melrose for her, but I mean,
yeah, who knows?
It makes a story.
It does.
With our apologies to Andrew Hsu, because she was so mean to him. And Halle Berry.
And to Marilee.
And to Marilee Feibig. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.